Welcome to the Beautifully Broken Podcast. I'm your host, Freddie Kimmel, and on this show, we explore the survivor's journey, practitioners making a difference, and the therapeutic treatments and transformational technology that allow the body to heal itself. Witness the inspiration we gain by navigating the human experience with grace, humility, and a healthy dose of mistakes. Because part of being human is being beautifully broken.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Beautifully Broken Podcast. The more I learn, the less I know. It's probably been 15 years since my personal necessity for well-being drove me to better understand my body. I remember spending hundreds of hours voraciously searching the internet, reading books, Tim Ferriss, Dave Asprey, listening to my peers, listening to lectures and TED Talks from Jim Quick. And I eventually, for myself, I acquired a certification as a personal trainer, movement expert, nutrition certifications in gut health, functional medicine, biological medicine, and beyond. So I could better know my body, but even more so I could give others what I wanted so badly for myself. I was filled with hope. I really remember being this overwhelming sense of hope, listening to these passionate scientists and doctors who spoke with assurance that they knew something. They knew there was a better way. They had discovered some groundbreaking treatment, a path to vitality, a system not recognized by others yet, but it was soon going to change the world. Everybody I listened to had amazing advice and a valid perspective on why I couldn't get better. And they weren't wrong. In my experience, it was incomplete. And what I saw a lot of times, especially in the United States, people rarely collaborate. They rarely partner. It's their book. It's their supplement. It's their IV formulation. It's their hard shell hyperbaric chamber, their fasting protocol, their medical center, their high ticket retreat, their restrictive diet. I could go on, but you see the pattern. It can be so challenging and frustrating to follow the cycle, but even more heartbreaking to watch it repeat. So in my experience, the majority of people driving this system, which is flawed, are well-meaning and they want to ease the suffering in others. Some are incredibly enlightened, but many, they are traumatized by the system they live and work in. This system, which I have to sidebar on, as much as it drives innovation and inspiration, capitalism, it's wonderful. And so many times it's driving a product or a program or a book to market before it's really been pressure tested for blind spots. And I'll go off here. It's like, there's so many times when people ask to be on the podcast and they're like, here's my book and my system to be at ease or to relax or do breath work. And they can be very insightful, but it can also be overwhelming. You know, we live in a society where everyone is pushed to monetize every talent they have. We are a beautiful generation of self and self-discovery, and it can also be very selfish. There's this great quote from Caddyshack in which Danny Noonan and Judge Smales are walking down the fairway, and he just looks at him and he says, well, the world needs ditch diggers too. And he's right. It's a global effort. There is a sense of collaboration that needs to happen, whatever task you're doing. So in our medical system today, we have a neurologist, the cardiologist, the gastroenterologist, the general practitioner, the allergist, the dermatologist, the endocrinologist, the oncologist. They don't really interact, and there isn't really a viable system to do so. So we have this wonderful opportunity if we really get still and we listen to the body. However, when I go in and see a GP, or in my experience in the hospital system, or I watch the TV, it would seem there is this collective silent agreement to further specialize in your area of expertise, not to talk to one another, and to simply prescribe medications to suppress symptoms. If I sit down and watch my favorite football team, the Buffalo Bills, It would make your head spin how many drug companies are marketing direct to consumer for every symptom suppressing medication you could imagine, for IBS, for statins, for arthritis. So I looked up the stat, and pharmaceutical drugs make up half of the most seen TV ads in the first half of 2023. They are getting 7.3 billion ad impressions. That's an agenda. I don't care which political way you slant. I don't understand the question I have for you. Why is a drug company allowed to market direct to consumer, consumers without medical degrees, marketing without the understanding to know the impact fully hormonally, biochemically, epigenetically, and energetically? Let's just take the example of like septic arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis caused by an infection. What if the septic arthritis is just lipopolysaccharides, just like they sound, small sugar molecules, breaking through the intestinal wall of undigested food, through the expanded small junctures, makes its way into the bloodstream, into the joint, and then the body's innate immune system starts a constant attack of the inflammation on the connective tissue. You don't think there's repercussions to shut down the immune system in 15 years? There are so many studies to support that we need to heal the gut. But you don't get that conversation unless you're seeing a precision medicine, functional diagnostic nutrition. Hopefully your Chinese medicine practitioner understands this. But instead, we're choosing to shut down the body's intelligent voice for palliative care. My working theory is there'll be a cost. So I really believe these symptoms are things your body is producing, these divine whispers for you to change something you've consciously or unconsciously chosen to ignore. Do you know in every single second, it's estimated to be around 37 billion trillion biochemical reactions that take place in the body? I don't know how we can think that a pharmaceutical intervention isn't going to have downstream applications that we don't know about today. That's a tough one to project. Although we are coming up with systems to be able to do that. I'm simply lobbying. What I really want you to feel, I want you to listen to your body. And I want you to ask yourself, let's just set aside the labeling of disease. How could disease manifest, a disease process in the following states of being? I'm going to read a list. Better yet, better question for you. Is there room for robust health when the following occurs? When you're pushing down your feelings of dread about your job every single day. When you're choking down the pain of being in a relationship in which you're not seen or heard. When you're eating a food supply laden with thousands of carcinogens, chemicals, and toxins every single day. When you're living your life hunched over, viewing experiences through a screen as reality passes you by. What about scheduling your life beyond its capacity, where space for self-care, sleep, rest, or a vacation is simply not possible because you've leveraged yourself against a mortgage payment, student debt, credit card bills, and material items that bring you no joy? What drug treats that? Mail me that answer. What drug treats that? Team, these are lifestyle adjustments. I'm going to get to the exciting part. My chance of getting colon cancer is double what my grandmother's was. I am just a product of my environment. We live in a system that's severely flawed. It needs change. All I can offer you in my N equals one, I've been able to regain so much vitality. You want to know why? Because I wanted to express my full potential. What I would call radical ownership of health, it's not that radical. I wake up, I get in cold water. I meditate. I write down feelings when I'm stuck. I donate blood every 3 months. I walk barefoot outside. I cultivate an energy of constant curiosity when shit goes sideways. Those are all free. I pick up heavy things, right? Now, let's go a step down. Freddie, I've seen your Instagram. You do things besides that. Yes, I do. Because I have a lived experience and a unique health history that has brought forward a truth and that I have nothing without my health. So I stand in front of a big red light panel on a vibration plate. I use a modified Tesla coil for cellular energy. I put coffee in my butt. I breathe ozone gas nebulized through an oil. I also put ozone in my rectum, but who's counting? I lay in a full body lymphatic drainage suit and I recover. I chill my mattress pad. I could go on. You see the pattern here. The free ones, the breathing, sleeping, clean air, sunlight, napping, stillness, fun, and movement. Those are pretty free, right? What I'm excited about is you have incredible agency, and it starts with you and your lifestyle. We can always create a shift with a fancy tool. How do you sustain that for 4 days after you've had the experience? This is integration. The integration that people talk about in plant medicine is no different than your health and wellness. And you want to know what? You can start today. That's in your constitution. You can start today. Now, you aside, I would like to just make 3 points about the system before I close it down, because I do think that's important too. We need people that are more influential, better connected, and have more money than me to change the system. We actually need all of us. But it's easy to tear things down, and it's much harder to stare into the dumpster fire, standing in the pain, and build something. So I think guiding principles work really well for turning the wheel on the ship. And number one, our system should be focused on patient-centered care. The patient is at the center of their healthcare journey. Our job as providers is to educate, empower, and inspire. If you walk into an office and you're not asked, how are you sleeping? How are you pooping? What are you eating? How are you feeling? And you're given a prescription medication. You don't have a doctor. You have a drug pusher. No one was empowered, educated, or inspired. People should know they have an option for better testing results. They can see how their body would respond to a medication or a supplement. The future is here. It's here today. It's just not evenly dispersed. Patient-centered care. The other thing I'd like to mention is make space, crack the door for complementary therapies or holistic approaches. Most of these are 5,000-year-old therapies. Energy work, meridian therapy, color therapy, acupuncture, spinal adjustments. They're not woo-woo. Red light therapy, pulsed electromagnetic field. They're all verified to work. In fact, most of them have incredible science on animals, which have no placebo. But if we made space for these complementary, so complementaries, it's not this or that. It's a little bit of column A and a little bit of column B. Doesn't that sound good? That's not threatening. But it prioritizes individualized treatment programs tailored to, what is it? Educate, empower, and inspire. Because that patient is going to have a unique preference. Everybody's going to have some therapy that resonates with them. Could be gentle touch. And I tell you, there are people out there that just, they don't have the gentle touch therapy. It's not in their lives. The last thing I want to mention is incentives to collaborate. The idea of incentivizing a cardiologist and a gastroenterologist and a lymphologist. Do you know stagnated lymph in the neck will affect your resting heart rate? That's right. It's pretty wild. Only from seeing so many people benefit from lymphatic drainage and their resting heart rate changes. They're in parasympathetic. The time between sequential heartbeats lengthens and varies. They have better nervous system tone, and they've just changed their longevity without a drug. But unless experts from the different silos of health start talking to each other, that won't change. And we need to incentivize people to do that. We need to incentivize people to have peer-to-peer consultations. Healthcare professionals from different specialties collaborating through telemedicine in real time. That's kind of all I got for today. I love you guys. I took like 15 stabs at this podcast, and then I sent it to myself and I listened to it. And I was like, nope, not magical. I feel pretty magical about this one. And I will tell you, once in a while, it just gets a little, I can feel energy channeling through me. So I hope this resonates with you. I hope it inspires you. I really do. message me if you need help. Most of the time I'm on Instagram, but I'm now posting a majority of these interviews, probably not the solisode, on YouTube. Maybe I'll do a clip. And I want to move us forward, but I'm doing that first through myself. Big love.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's show, head over to Apple Podcasts or Spotify and please leave us a review. 5 stars if you loved it. And before you leave, there is one big way you can continue the learning and the deepening of this relationship we started in this very episode. You can go to beautifullybroken.world and check out our brand new website store. Listed are all the wellness technologies, the supplements, the educational courses that I love and I personally use. Most of them offer significant discounts just by using the link or the discount code, which is normally Beautifully Broken, and they do support the podcast through affiliations. Now, we have a brand new feature. If you want to see the beautiful faces of our guests and watch me unbox and review products, you can head over to our new YouTube channel, Beautifully Broken World. I do have to tell you, our OnlyFans page is under construction, so stand by for that. This last announcement is from my vast team of internet lawyers. The information on this podcast is for educational purposes only. By listening, you agree not to use the information found here as medical advice to treat any medical condition in yourself or others, and you're always going to consult your physician for any medical issues that you may be having. My closing, the world is shifting. We need you at your very best. So please take the steps to always be upgrading. Remember, while life can be painful, putting the pieces back together is a beautiful process. I love you. I'm your host, Freddie Kimmel. Big love.